SBS Radio.
Spoštovane poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstraliji in po svetu na ta dan, sobota 11. maja 2019. Jutri bomo praznovali materinski dan v Avstraliji, tako da že vnaprej želim vsem mamicam, starim mamam vse najboljše in da boste uživali v krogu vaše družine. Ne glede, kje boste praznovali materinski dan, če je to v kakšnem slovenskem klubu ali doma. Vesel sem, da lahko ponovno predstavim našo posebno mamico danes. To je nam vsem dobro poznana gospa Frances Urbas Johnson. Kdo ne bi poznal Frances, saj je aktivna vse posod v naši slovenski skupnosti. Je podpredsednica Slovenskega društva Melbourne, predsednica Sveta slovenskih organizacij Viktorije in članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence v zamestvu in po svetu. Je tudi druga generacija avstralskih Slovencev in res ponosna na njene slovenske korenine. Frances tudi štejem kot osebno prijateljico in sem vesel, da se je nam tudi pridružila v današnji oddaji in jo lepo pozdravljam. Frances, lep pozdrav, dober dan.
Hvala lepa, Lenti, pozdravljen tudi ti in pozdravljeni poslušalci in poslušalkam. It's very lovely to be with you today.
We speak to you often throughout the year because of your involvement and your roles within the community. You'll be attending a special session in Slovenia in early July. You're a member of the Council of Slovenians Living Abroad under the auspices of the Slovenian government. Tell us more about this and your role and what's in store. What have you got planned and what's being discussed this year? What's the concerns that perhaps have been raised by members of the Slovenian community?
Yes, thank you, Lenti, for the opportunity to talk about this. So this is the second year of the term of this particular council because they're mandated for a 5-year term. And of course, it's, you know, as we know, its purpose is, you know, about the preservation and, you know, growth of Slovenian identity and, you know, language and our cultural heritage and, you know, the Slovenian government and this council really wanting to encourage that growth among, you know, the Slovenian communities abroad, you know, globally. You know, especially when we look at the fact that there are, you know, over 500,000 Slovenians living, you know, outside of its borders of the Republic of Slovenia. It's something that the Slovenian government certainly takes seriously when this council does get together, you know, on an annual basis in Slovenia and discuss the issues and the topics that are most prevalent to those different communities, and all have very different issues, but we do come together and put forward an agenda of items that, you know, are similarly affecting the communities. Last year there was a lot of dominant conversation about you know, taxes and residential status and citizenship, and we also had a conversation about archiving. I know that a lot of the communities abroad had been visited by representatives of the government to assist them in this particular line of work. There was discussion, a lot of discussion about Slovenian language and how it can be promoted to different communities, whether it's through language schools and teachers in certain communities or through visitation to Slovenia with different camps and language courses that are available. At the moment, you know, it's about the preparation for this year's meeting. Not just myself, but we have Mr. Walter Schubert in Sydney and Ms. Yanea Svetichic in Queensland, who are also representing Australia at this council. We've already touched base and hoping to put together our issues that are affecting our communities and, you know, present those at the meeting too. So far as I will say that there isn't an agenda set for this meeting yet. There'll be an opportunity for us to submit ideas, and then, of course, the most prominent or, you know, most popular suggestions and those which are, you know, most prevalent and are affecting communities will be the ones selected for the agenda. The working meeting that we had last year was very fast moving. There was 5 items to be discussed and we only got through 4, and it went 2 hours overtime. So it is 100 miles a minute. It is very fast moving. They try and get through so much. They have many government representatives come in and speak about the different issues that are raised so that we're getting instant feedback. If there are questions raised, there'll be a representative from that particular ministry there to deal with the issue at hand.
What are some of those issues? So what issues might yourself and the other two representatives from Australia be putting forward? What are the concerns that perhaps been put forward to you?
One of the concerns that has come up recently is just in relation to communication between governments. So if there's a new agreement, say, between the Australian and Slovenian governments, it would be efficient for us to be able to get that information from the Slovenian embassy here in Canberra. And sometimes it might be circumventing that. You know, I heard, did hear some feedback about the like the green cards, you know, that the health cards and people wanting to attain one or be able to apply for one.
There is a lot of confusion with regards to Medicare. So Australia and Slovenia supposedly have an agreement, but it's so unclear.
And getting the information and getting to the bottom of the information.
It's really blasé.
It's very difficult, yeah. And I know that, you know, speaking with Mr. Peter Mundell, who, of course, is the president of the, you know, Slovenian Welfare Office, they've been, you know, inundated with questions in relation to this, and he had to go digging to find in, you know, the information that was relevant in relation to that. So, you know, having the embassy as our, you know, communication point where we can go to and find out these details. You know, these things are always changing, you know. And
we've got embassies and we've also got honorary consuls in a lot of the states now.
Which is, of course, you know, raising the profile of Slovenia here and helping us in relation to that. But, that's one area that we see some, you know, some real opportunity.
There's going to be a lot on the agenda.
The working meeting will take place on the Monday, the 1st of July. And that's the opportunity for the delegates to come together with the representatives of government and the different ministries, have a working meeting, nut out what the issues are, and then have the formal meeting with the Prime Minister.
Francis, we look forward to you joining us once you arrive back from Slovenia to see what was actually discussed at that meeting.
That would be absolutely fantastic to have that conversation then. I've thoroughly enjoyed it the last time I went, catching up with you after last year's meeting. So that would be absolutely wonderful to have the opportunity to speak about the meeting and the items that were discussed. Fantastic.
Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo na Radio SBS. Naša današnja gostja je nam vsem dobro poznana Frances Urbas Johnson iz Melbourna, aktivna u slovenski skupnosti. Frances je članica Sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence u zamestvu po svetu in bo Australijo zastopala v juliju, ko bodo imeli posebno srečanje u Ljubljani. Frances, what's happening here in Victoria? You're the president of SSOV, Svet Slovenskih Organizacij Victoria, Council of Slovenian Organizations of Victoria, and the vice president of the Slovenian Association Melbourne. What's new? What's happening? What's being discussed around the traps? People are saying there's not much happening, that the community is sort of going very quiet, and perhaps you might be able to shed some light on things that are happening that we don't know about.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to, Lenti. Well, you know, I've got the wonderful privilege of meeting with all the presidents and delegates of the Slovenian Associations here in Victoria on a monthly basis under our CSOV meeting, as I said, monthly, and where we have the opportunity to discuss what events are happening and, you know, or what have happened, give feedback on those, and then look to what events are happening in the future and also discuss any other issues. So all the clubs have got their events planned for the year, of course. Generally, there is something happening in a club, you know, once a month, just depending on the club and their resources. So these are continuing. I know that there's been fabulous feedback from the Geelong monthly lunches. I know that they're going quite strong. Carla Danes doing a fantastic job, really energising that kitchen and creating that beautiful traditional Slovenian menu and, you know, getting really good numbers there. People, you know, are really enjoying the lovely homestyle food. There's, of course, the Mother's Day celebrations happening over the next, or this coming Sunday. I think most clubs have got it on
today,
on,
today
on
and
the
tomorrow.
Sunday or the day before.
Yeah, today and tomorrow. So today's at Yadran, St Albans. Oh. Planitza will be tomorrow.
Yep, Geelong will be tomorrow.
Geelong will be tomorrow. Up at the Hripcheck. We spoke to your representative at SDM.
Yes, what's Michael Cordillo had Michael the opportunity to speak with Earl and, you know, let the community know what's going on at the club.
We can't forget our friends in New South Wales and elsewhere. Slovensko Društvo Sydney and Klub Triglav. Last Sunday it was celebrated at Q, Slovenska Mission down in the hall, and at church, and also Merrylands, all
there's
over the place.
Plenty of celebrations all round, isn't
for
there?
Mother's Day. Well,
the Slovenian community, which is wonderful.
How was it for you? You've been a mother now for a number of years. What was it like when you celebrated your first Mother's Day, and how's it compared to today? Because you'll be celebrating Mother's Day tomorrow, being the mother of two lovely daughters.
Well, Lindsay, you've actually touched on something very emotional to me, because for a long period in my life, I didn't celebrate Mother's Day at all. My mother passed away when I was 8 years old.
Yes.
So becoming a mother and celebrating for the first time was very emotional.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mums, and Vesel Materinski Dan Vsem Mamam, in Starim Mamam, Seveda, all grandmothers and mothers and great-grandmothers. We've got a few in our Slovenian community now.
I sincerely hope and wish that all the mums and their families have the most wonderful day tomorrow and really enjoy each other's company and enjoy that time. Yeah, just have an absolutely lovely day, whether they're celebrating today or tomorrow, you know, throughout the Slovenian associations here in Australia. Just have a lovely time and make the most of it. That's wonderful.
Frances, thank you so much for joining us today here on SBS Radio on the Slovenian program. We look forward to hearing back from you in a couple of months when you arrive back from Slovenia about what was discussed at that special meeting of the Council of the Government of the Republic of Slovenia for Slovenians living abroad. Hvala se tebom kartiko, ki se zelo dobro poznava za tvoj čas. In želimo tebi prijetno počutje v Sloveniji in seveda, da se boste tudi kaj pametnega zmenili v Ljubljani 1. julija letos in se gotovo slišimo, ko prideš nazaj iz prelepe Slovenije.
Hvala lepa, Lenti, najlepša hvala. I really look forward to the opportunity to speak with you, yes, upon my return from Slovenia, and thank you so much for your time today, for the opportunity to speak. It's always lovely to catch up with you and the listeners, of course. So thank you again. Hvala.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.